The question for today is, Psalm 110 verse 1 says, "The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool." What does this mean? Psalm 110 verse 1 reads, a psalm of David. The Lord, Hebrew Yahweh, said unto my, David's, Lord, Hebrew Adonai, Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. This important scripture is repeated in Matthew 22 verse 44, Mark 12 verse 36, Luke 20 verse 42 and 43, and Acts 2 verse 34. God repeats things for emphasis. David was made supernaturally aware of a conversation between God the Father and David's Lord Adonai, who was Christ the Messiah, saying that Christ would sit at the Father's right hand until his, Christ's, second coming, at which time his enemies would be subjugated to him. This was a prediction respecting the exaltation of Christ. To be raised to the right hand of a ruler was an indication of favor, trust, and power. Other scriptures mentioning Christ sitting on the right hand of the Father can be found in Mark 16 verse 19, Acts 7 verse 55, Romans 8 verse 34, Ephesians 1 verse 20, Hebrews 1 verse 3, 8 verse 1, and 10 verse 12. To make thine enemies thy footstool further clarifies Christ's exaltation. A footstool is that which is under the feet when we are sitting, implying that we have it under subjection or in our control. So he shall put all enemies under his feet, all his spiritual foes, all that rise up against him. Psalm 2 verse 9 and 12, Hebrews 10 verse 13, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 25. From the preceding scriptures, it is obvious that there are presently two beings in the one God family, God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son. This is also alluded to in Genesis 1 verse 26, where we read, "And God," the Hebrew word Elohim, translated God, is a uniplural noun such as family, team, or group. It said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness." John 14 verse 23 says, "Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." He went on to say, "And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me." Verse 24. The fact that Christ instructed his followers to pray to our Father which art in heaven, Matthew 6 verse 9, shows that Christ, one person of the Godhead, was in one location, while the Father in heaven was in another. This distinction between God the Father and Jesus Christ the Lamb is made right down to the Bible's last chapter, where the heavenly throne coming down to earth is described as the throne of God and of the Lamb, Revelation 22 verse 1 and 3.